Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of New York City, season 15, episode 9. Now I have to say, it's getting pretty boring this season. After this whole fake rumor thing, I'm
Yeah.
like kind of over it. But anyway, let's get into things. We pick up where we left off at the picnic. Now at the picnic, there is a little bit of a confrontation with Erin. Because obviously now everyone feels like they can't trust, or at least for a period, they felt they couldn't trust Brynn because Erin just totally set her up. Like I think it's the weirdest thing ever. And Erin is refusing to admit that Brynn was in on it. She very, in my opinion, very clearly was. This is really black and white, in my opinion, because we see
Bryn,
Brynn in
tell
on
what's her
that.
name?
We
Uba.
see her at the dodgeball thing telling Uba, right? So, in my opinion, this is really black and white. I don't know why Erin is being so weird about it. I don't know. Do you guys have any opinions on it? I think it's pretty black and white here.
I've got no opinions. It's just
Yeah.
like this is the third episode that we're still talking about this.
Yeah. I think it's just yeah, because they've got Bryn on tape saying it to Uba, don't worry, it's a prank. Right? So
No, that
definitely.
it discredits everything that Erin's trying to say.
Yeah.
That little good for Brynn, that she did that, because otherwise, and no one would believe her. Everyone would think she's a total biatch. Only other thing I want to say about this is yawn. Boring. They grilled Rebecca a little bit on the Scientology thing. Which I think is it's pretty funny. Like they're all going on like why like let, she's so boring, Rebecca. Like I don't know why we're going back to the Scientology thing.
Yeah.
This whole big rumor thing happened here because I don't even know. I
I
feel
don't
like they
either.
need something new to talk about these women.
Yeah.
Only kind of new thing that we hear about in this episode, I guess this got filmed kind of around the time where Roe v. Wade got overturned, and Glamour magazine, I guess, reached out to Erin, asking her to come and do an interview, and share a story about where her experience as a young woman, having an abortion. And Erin, tells Jenna, she gives her kind of like a heads up that she's gonna be doing this. And Jenna ends up sharing the story of, her experience with it as well. And then we also find out later on in the actual interview that Erin's mother actually has an experience with abortion as well. So it's pretty interesting, and it's always when you have these more difficult conversations and you share things that are more
Yeah.
personal. Sometimes when you're having those conversations and you open up to someone, you share something, you actually find out a lot of other people actually have the
Yeah.
same experience as you. It's really interesting when you do actually talk about these things, and I don't think a lot of people do talk about it. Pretty interesting, thing that they added onto the show.
And yeah, just putting the message out there, and the fact that and they weren't condoning abortions, like that's not what they were doing. But what they were saying was they were just trying to put it out there that losing something like Planned Parenthood or a place, a safe place where you could talk to someone, And like I think it was Aaron that gave the example of being, nowadays being 18 and having nowhere to turn or nobody to talk to, right? So, like you can always say, go talk to your parents, but that doesn't work that way. So, yeah, unfortunately in the US that's something that's going and obviously a very hot topic. So,
And then speaking of children, Jenna has a chef come and teach her son Beckett how to make a mushroom risotto in preparation of going to college at Stanford, which I think is hilarious. I don't think even one time he's going to make risotto. I thought it was a cute activity, but so funny of all things to teach like a very hands-on dish for college. I thought
Stand
that
at the
was funny.
stove. It's just about 30 minutes standing at the stove stirring.
Yeah, don't worry.
It's an easy dish when you're in university. Don't worry about it or college.
Yeah, Jenna was funny too. She's like, what if he meets like a nice family out there and he wants to make them
I agree with her on that
risotto?
one. That's a good point, right? But that he's
Not
going to
so
do it for
nice.
himself, not well,
That's
no, I mean for
never
future.
ever
No,
gonna
it's not going
happen.
to
He
happen.
meets a
No,
family
it's not going
and
to
cooks
happen.
them risotto.
Yeah,
That
not going to
no,
happen,
that's
but
like
it's a good
never
thought
going to
for
happen.
future.
Never gonna happen. I think it was just a cute thing to do together. Definitely not nothing he's gonna do when he's in college.
No.
And then going back to the baby talk again, Uba goes and meets with a fertility specialist. And so she's got quite a complication with a fibroid. So she's got to kind of talk to them about how they're going to do it. She needs to get rid of this fibroid, but she's ready. Now she's in a place where she wants to have a baby with this guy. She found the right guy. It's the right time for her. The clock is ticking. And of course, another complication kind of arises. So, I don't know. We'll see how this goes. But what a, I mean, it just sucks for her, right? She
It
finally.
does, but you know what? That whole thing was boring anyways. I mean, it was for me, in my opinion. Like, I know she wants to have a baby, and maybe that sounds really harsh, but like the a fibroid, people have fibroids all the time. Like,
Hey?
it's
Well,
not a huge thing or like a like something to be distressed about or like I just found it kind of a, I don't know, like tons of people have them. Tons do.
And the different spots too, right?
Absolutely,
Yeah,
yeah.
because and fibroids, the thing is like they can be negative, like nothing like that would kill you. You know what I mean? But then there's the chance that in that or something, there could be something bad in that too sometimes, right? I think, right?
Yep,
Because I
there
had a
could be.
fibroid removed a long, long time ago. I was
Okay.
really young and I found like a lump in my breast, right? And so they sent me for the test to check, and there was, whatever. And so then I went to a specialist and he said, we can do a biopsy, because it's a fibroid, looks like a fibroid, whatever, right? We can do a biopsy, which was, I guess, stick a fucking needle in me and just like extract something. And I said, well, I said, so if you stick it in one area, is it guaranteed for the whole area? And he said, no. He's like, because maybe an area that they stick it in is fine. That's what I remember understanding. Anyways, regardless, I said, no, take it out. Right. So he took it out. And he didn't even take the whole thing out because he said it, like that it was bigger than expected. But and he couldn't take the whole thing out because then it would have affected more the boob, right? And so yeah. But yeah, so I get it. The fibroids, like I think people have fibroids all the time, and but some can be bad too, right? So
Yeah, I know. Maybe that sounded a little bit harsh. I just don't like, maybe it's just this whole cast and this whole season. It's not doing it for me. Maybe I think that's more of a fair assessment.
yeah,
I gotta
I agree.
agree with you, Spice,
I agree
because
too.
After that one episode, it's just kind of like, yeah, and even before, they've been boring me. And like fucking Jessel's birthday party,
And
stupid, stupid
yeah,
thing.
ridiculous.
I get it. I'm feel like I'm turning into a bit of a hater on this cast.
It's just there's nothing really like genuinely good.
You know what? I have to go back to my opinion where I feel like they're not actually friends. You know, the women in like Salt Lake City, for sure, they're actually friends. They actually hang out, they actually have bonds. Whereas these women, it's like so awkward, and then they do all these things off camera, and then they'll bring it onto the show, and it does not click to watch them. I think that they do too much planning and whatnot off camera to that point that they come on and then they'll bring up shit that happened off camera. And like, you know, like they had some sort of on the first couple of episodes, they kept referring to this party Jenna hosted, and it was super awkward and this and that. And then now, you know, it's Brynn claiming, you know, about her and Aaron's
Eric.
conversation off camera. Like it's just boring. It's like, why are you doing this? Oh well. What I did think was pretty cute, Jenna and Raquel. I like both of them. So Jenna has a crush and a hall pass. She was allowed. I thought that was kind of funny. I wasn't really expecting that from Jenna. But I thought that was kind of cute, to be honest.
It's funny, it's cute, but I hope, like, I wouldn't expect her to say that to Raquel when Raquel has a partner.
I think it was more of a joke. That's all.
No, I don't think it was serious. Yeah.
Yeah, so if it was a
More of a
joke, then
cute.
yeah, not a problem.
Yeah.
I
No.
think it was just a cute thing. It wasn't, I wouldn't worry about that. And then, so they meet up, they're kind of talking about Aaron, and then Uba and Sai meet up and they're talking about Aaron as well. And I think they all have the same like st stance on it as I do. I think it like Aaron is being totally weird about this, and this whole joke, prank, whatever you want to call it, was just kind of a weird and they kept saying, oh, we want to find out who the leaky pigeon is. And it's obviously Aaron, because who else would do that? Like, that's kind of a sh thing to do as a friend. Be like, set everyone up and then, like, actually set it up in a way that you're trying to turn everyone against Bryn. Like, that's just kind of like mean girl behavior.
Stupid.
And I get Aaron is going through, and, you know, she keeps going back to, she keeps trying to. I don't want to sound like a bitch, but keeps trying to do all these sob stories. So she's going through something with Abe. Her mom has cancer. Now she's, you know, opening up about this story with abortion. And then, you know, and so she's trying to like pull at her heartstrings a little bit, but then also play like puppet master. So coming across like a little like it's hard for me to resonate with her when she's also doing all this like mean girl stuff behind the scenes as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Fair.
But she does have a conversation with her father. He ends up being super supportive of, you know, what had happened to her. And he does pa we learn he passes away 4 months after filming that scene, which is pretty sad. She seems to be very close with her family, but I mean, of course it's terrible, you know, to lose anyone, but it just still it doesn't really take away from my opinion on, you know, the events that transpired. I still
Well,
feel
just because all that's happening in her life doesn't mean that she's allowed to just go and fucking try and bury somebody
it
because
really
she
doesn't.
wants to.
I
Right?
agree. It really doesn't give you an
So,
excuse.
no, it doesn't.
I hope she can just come out and apologize for what's going on, or like, I don't know, work through whatever you're going through, Aaron, and then come back to the cast or something like that. But she's clearly Obviously I feel bad for everything that's going on with her, but
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
it's just really odd behavior. Really odd behavior what she's doing. Any other points from the episode that you guys want to
No.
talk about?
No. Boring.
I actually don't even have a golden question because
Because it was so boring.
this episode gave me zero substance. Zero. Nothing. I really gotta be honest, there wasn't really a moment in this episode that inspired me or made me laugh or anything like that. I don't know if either of you have a golden question you want to come up with. What do you
Not
think?
really
Okay,
for me.
if given the opportunity to have a hall pass, if you were with a partner, would you be serious and do it? Yes or no?
I'd say probably no. I don't know, it just seems weird. It would just seem weird, right?
I think if you had the opportunity with like a celebrity, it depends on, I
Oh, okay,
don't know that it would
different.
ever happen. Would it ever,
Yeah.
not with someone you know. That's no. If you had a hall pass like that, I wouldn't take it.
And
Who
we're able to get
cares?
anybody you wanted, any celebrity?
Yeah, but if
Yeah,
it was like a celebrity, like if it was like, oh, I don't know who, oh, you know who I really like right now? Jonathan Bailey. If it was that, like, oh my gosh.
don't even know
Like,
who the fuck that
some
is.
sort of celebrity like that, like someone you'd obviously never meet.
I'm Googling right now as we speak because I don't know who that is. That's
I don't
past
know who
everything.
that is.
Jonathan Bailey. Okay, let's see who that is.
Should I look him up? I might know who he is by his face, but
Yeah,
I don't think
he
you
doesn't
will.
do it for me. He doesn't, everybody's got their own,
He's
but
so handsome. He's the guy from Bridgerton.
and I don't think he plays on your team.
I think he's gay, yeah.
Yeah. So
He's
then
good looking, yeah. He's good
he's
looking.
okay. I think he's
He's
okay.
nothing like, oh,
So that's
like
another
who?
one. It would never happen,
Well, there
but
you go. Yeah.
it's fun to dream. I don't
Yeah.
know who else. Just because I saw the new movie he's in, I'm like, oh, he's so handsome.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
I don't
have to
know
think
who. What
about
about you, Spice?
Spice for me with a, if I had a hall pass, I'm just trying to think who.
It's kind of hard to think of someone.
yeah, right now, right off the top of my head. Let me see. Who's the one? No, there's no one. There's right now, like I don't know what it is. I'm just like asexual or something. No, I don't get it. I've been married too many years. There's no one out there. Right now, there's no one out there that does it for me. How about you, Not So Nice? You can name yours and I'll think about it.
Well, I don't know. Like, well, definitely Brad Pitt. Fuck.
Brad Pitt, okay.
Brad Pitt. John Cusack. He's a good looking guy too.
Yeah, I can see that.
Here, I googled hot male celebrities. Here's
Oh,
the
the other
list that
one,
comes up for
with
you,
Lady
Spice.
Gaga, who did the movie with Lady Gaga. What's his name? Fuck. I like
Oh,
him. He was in The Hangover. A really good looking one. What's his fucking name?
I know who you're
Oh,
talking
I know, and
about.
I just it completely
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
What the hell is his name?
Fuck, yeah. He's a fucking famous actor.
Yeah, I
I
know. What's
loved
his
him in The
name?
Hangover. He's
Bradley
fucking
Cooper,
a
Bradley Cooper,
Bradley
Bradley. Bradley
Cooper. He's even got
Cooper,
a cool
yes.
fucking name.
Yeah, he totally has a cool name, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of these I just googled a list of
No, you know
hot
who, and
super
I think
funny.
Not
Hard
So
to think of
Nice.
on the spot, right?
Actually, I do. I had mine, but you know what? Unfortunately, he's not with us anymore.
Who's
But
that?
he was someone that I was so attracted to, and I thought he just totally did it for me. Was Anthony Bourdain. Like someone that was just like, you know what I mean?
Oh
Like
yeah, okay. I
he
love
was just
Anthony Bourdain.
different. He was
Yeah.
different
He was a
and he
good cook. You
just
could tell he was a good cook.
good cook and funny, and
Yeah.
I bet you could have a really good time with him. So he
Yeah.
would, that would
Love
have
to
been my
have
pick.
dinner with him.
But
Yeah.
and he'd make you breakfast in the morning.
Yeah, and then he'd make me breakfast in the morning. But yeah, unfortunately, it's kind of sad to think about him now. But yeah, that would have been, yeah. But yeah, someone like that for sure. But
Well,
yeah.
there we go. And then, Jenna's lucky because she gets her hall pass with, I guess, whoever she wants, or Raquel specifically, or which I think is kind of weird if with whoever you want. Like, the only way you could give a hall pass if it's like, this would never happen. For sure, this would never happen. But, oh well. Well, that was sugar.
This was spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Not for now.